And they would complain that there's nothing to spend it on. You see? So they had a big account. Some will have $50,000 of trade dollars. When you're a member of the trade organization, let's say you're selling plumbing services, and they send out an email to the list that we have a new plumber. Any kind of plumbing services you need, you can get it on trade. People have all this money in their account, and they're really looking for good things to spend it on. Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Because remember, it's not as easy to spend as a dollar. So you're going to get all this business, and you're going to do all this plumbing, and your plumbing company is going to have $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in these barter dollars sitting in your account, right?
Right.
And what most people do, because most people are lazy and they don't take the time and make the effort to find good things to spend it on, they'll have it sitting in their account and they'll be all frustrated and they'll whine and say, well, there's nothing to spend it on, you see? So that's your advantage. So I'm going to show you who to go to who are sitting on all the money in their account. And here it is. It's the people who sell advertising and publishing, or people who sell email promotions or fax blasting or magazine advertising, newspaper advertising, penny saver advertising. If you go into the site, you can search every company in the BXI list who sells advertising. And you find that list and you print them all out. And then you get on the phone and you call and you say, hello, this is Michael Sinoff. I know you're a member with BXI, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in selling some of your trade dollars. If they say, well, hold on, and then you want to find out how many trade dollars do they have. Now, I did this with a girl. I had a telemarketer call up publishers. We uncovered about $500,000 in trade sitting in accounts. As a matter of fact, one of the people who called me back was Dave Wagenvoort. I still have his phone number. He called me back, and I knew who he was. I didn't call him back, but I knew who he was, and I knew if I ever needed a trade, I could go to him. Now, you could bypass calling all these advertising and publishers, and you could call him and say, Dave, my name's Rob. I'm out in D.C. I know a lot about the trade industry. Do you have any clients who are sitting on $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in trade? I'd be willing to pay cash. Now, there's a going market for trade dollars. Everything has a value, okay? U.S. currency has a value that goes up and down. Australian dollar has currency that goes up and down. Well, so does trade dollars. And the value depends on the power of the dollar. And the power of the trade dollar depends how good the business is going, how many businesses are active in trade. You see? So you could call Dave, or you could call any broker, introduce yourself and say, I'm looking for $20,000 in trade. And you can be a member of the BXI establishment by getting a free account, getting one of the trade organizations in one of the states to set you up an account. You just got to do some paperwork, and that's all set up. So he would say, hold on, I'll get back with you. And he will have someone that he knows. They're connected. The brokers know what's going on in the business. They know who's sitting on all the money, okay? And sometimes they'll help you out. As a matter of fact, when I need a trade, I would solicit the members, and the broker, Duncan, of the San Diego office called me back and said, Mike, you know what, don't mail this out to the members. Just call me if you need some trade. They know where the money is. All you got to do is ask for it. And once you're in the know and you know how the game works, he'll get you the trade, and he can get it for you for, depending on the market, it could be for 15 on the dollar, 20 cents on the dollar, 25 cents on the dollar. So let me give you a couple real-life examples, okay?
Okay?
Last year, I was in some litigation with somebody, okay? A company out of Phoenix. I had a lawsuit going on, and I was suing him. But do you think I want to go spend $350 an hour on an attorney? There are all kinds of attorneys on trade. So I went into my iTex database. I searched attorneys. I found an attorney that handled contract law in the state of Arizona, is where I needed him. And he was a member of this trade organization. And I purchased attorney fees at 30 cents on the dollar. So I spent $15,000 in attorney fees. Cost me $4,500. Now, I guarantee you, the guy who I was in the lawsuit with paid full price for that. Did that give me an advantage in fighting a lawsuit?
Yeah, it gave you.
Here's another example. I needed CD-ROM duplications. I found a guy on the iTex thing who was selling due bills. A due bill is like a gift certificate, okay? A due bill is a promise. So he was selling $6,000 in due bills for CD-ROM duplication, and he was selling it for trade, okay? $6,000 in trade. I found someone who had $6,000 in trade, and I bought that $6,000 in trade dollars in iTex for 20 cents on the dollar. I paid $1,200 in cash for those $6,000 in trade for CD-ROM duplication. So my CD-ROMs cost me 80% less than what someone would pay retail. Now, did I make 80 cents on the dollar? Because I saved it, right? Because I was going to spend it anyway. Now, how did I find those trade dollars? Well, I found it with my telemarketer. We uncovered, and I have a list of all these people who have all this trade. So now when I need money for trade, I just go to my list. I say, you got any more BXI you want to sell? Now, here's the thing. This is important. When the guy wants to sell it to you, remember every time it comes out of his account, he's got to pay a cash fee?
Right.
Well, what you do is you take yourself out of the picture. You have him buy the item for you. So, for instance, I need CD-ROM duplication up at a place called Act One Video. They're here in San Diego. I get all my CDs printed and video duplication there. I just put $1,000 in the account whenever I need it. So I call my contacts. I say, you got any BXI dollars? And I have them fax the check. They just buy it for me. Okay? And then I pay them the 20 cents on the dollar or the 30 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
Are you with me so far?
I'm with you.
Is this all making sense?
You took yourself out of the equation. You wouldn't know any cash.
Took myself out of the equation. I'm not even on the account for books, for taxes, or anything like that. You do have to report it on your income tax. But really, you don't even have to be a member of the trade organizations. All you have to do is find out who offers trade. So how can you take these items and turn them into money, okay? Well, everything has to be sold, right?
Yes.
And if you can sell something for 50% what people are paying 100% for, you got a pretty good chance, right? So, for instance, I had a guy who's got $50,000 in iTechs, okay? Now, I bet if I said, I'll give you 20 cents on the dollar for that $50,000 in iTechs, that would cost me $10,000 for his $50,000 in trade, okay? Now, I would have to find products and services that I would like to buy on trade that have the same value as if I had to pay cash for it. So what kind of items are those going to be? Those are going to be things with large margins like advertising, email marketing, lawyers, trusts and wills, okay? Legal stuff, stuff that there's high margins. There's no way a guy in a retail store selling candy can make margins. For him to be in the business of barter, there's not enough margins for him to make it, nor can a plumber because of the cost of your supplies and your labor. It doesn't work. There's not enough margin in the plumbing business, the grocery store business, the retail trade business. Anything hard goods are not good for trade. You need to sell something with margins, like when you're selling air, like advertising, legal fees, things like that.
Okay.
Cruise ships, travel, vacation hotels, things that are going to expire that the company can't make anything off because it's on a time limit, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you're buying something, you're looking for companies that sell things with high margins. That's how you're going to find the money. And you will find so much trade sitting in the accounts of these people, it's not even funny. And then it just comes to finding your source for your trade dollars, coming to an agreement that they're happy with, and then you deciding what you want to sell. So you want to sell legal services in your area, where you've got a crackerjack lawyer who you made a deal with, said, look, if I buy $50,000 worth of legal services, will you give me what's called scrip? Have you ever heard that, scrip?
Yeah.
Scrip is like a coupon, right?
Yep.
So he may give you $51,000 scrip of legal services that you can go legally resell and transfer. So let's say you're holding these 50 gift certificates or gift cards like you see in all the grocery stores. Do you see them in the grocery store? The plastic gift cards, the same thing with the phone cards?
Yep.
Now, in the state of California, scrip, they used to be able to put a limit on how long you had to spend it, meaning they would say that this scrip expires in a year. But now that is illegal. When you buy scrip, there is no expiration date on it in the state of California, and you may want to check the other states. So, for instance, let's say you went to this attorney. You knew he was going to be in business for a long time. He's been in business for a long time. He's got a great reputation. He's a crackerjack lawyer. He wins cases. You can say, I got $50,000 in trade. I want to buy $50,000 worth of your services, okay? I'm not going to take ownership of all your services. I want you to write me scrip, 50 pieces of paper worth $1,000 a piece that I can resell to potential clients that they can come and redeem with you for legal services, okay? You could do the same thing with anything, a candy store, advertising, anything that you can buy, you can resell on the open market. But it's like arbitrage. You're buying it 20 cents on the dollar. You can resell it 50 cents on the dollar. You can save your customer 50 cents on the dollar, and you can make yourself 30 cents on the dollar.
Right, yep.
That's basically the concept there.
Okay.
Are you confused on anything?
I'm not confused on anything. It seems to me like what the high margin stuff is may not be what an everyday person might need, maybe what a business might need.
Who do you see yourself selling to?
I see myself selling to whoever has the money.
Okay, so why not just pick something? Let me give you an example. Let's say you found a publication that sells advertising on trade.
Uh-huh.
And you bought $50,000 worth of advertising for $10,000. But before you did that, you went to some of the advertisers in the publication who are already paying cash, and probably 99% of them are, and said, I know you're advertising with this publication. If I could get you an additional ad in this publication for half of what you're paying, would you be interested?
Right.
You could pre-sell the advertising before you even made the deal.
Before you even locked it up.
Yeah, you could have it all sold. They may have been advertising, if you got a couple issues of the magazine and saw the people who are advertising month after month and they're happy with it, you can pre-sell it.
Right. So it's just a matter of when you peep into this warehouse of barter script and you look and see lawyers or you look and see advertising, it actually tells you where this advertising is. So
it tells you the company names who's selling it because they're members of the trade organization. They're in the directory. They've got the topics of the members who are here, okay? Every business needs accounting service. If you approach someone and said, how would you like accounting services for half of what you're paying right now? Accountants all over the country, advertising, there's advertising agencies, there's advertising coupon people, there's people who do direct mail, who do printing, who make directories, card deck advertising, magazine advertising, national advertising, newspaper advertising. There's outdoor advertising that you can get on trade. There's radio advertising all over the country. There's artists, people who sell artwork. There's attorneys. There's business services like people who rent lists, who help people get out of debt, who help people incorporate, who do answering services. There's payroll services, people who make signs for people, people who do tax preparation, trademark attorneys. There's business equipment like copy machines, mailing, rugs. Trade show exhibits are big in trade. Then there's software development. Software, do you know the margins on software? It's tremendous.
Uh-huh.
It's tremendous. It costs nothing but a CD. You know, there's a lot of upfront costs, but software could be a great thing to buy and sell. There's entertainment from bands to music. There's florists all over the country. Food, gift baskets are big. Cookies, there's bakeries, salsa, there's wine. Wine is a very high margin product and a very high demand product if you can find a good wine. Restaurant script is prevalent all over the country. There's formal wear, you know, tuxedo rental, that's very high profit because it's rental. There's photography, which is very high profit, graphic design, website design, limousine services, recording studios. These are all high margin things, and you could pick and make a business out of any one of them, any one niche. Bed and breakfast, hotels and motels, country inns, healthcare products, herbal supplements is huge. Any of these, you know, and now have the power that you can buy any of these items with a little work on your part between 10 and 25 cents on the dollar. And you can also sell them for 50% than what the open market sells them for.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you a question. For example, when you tie something up, sell it. Let's pick the floors. You maybe sell this for around number $1,000. You go get this script for $100. You turn around, you sell it for whatever, $300-$400. You're giving an end user a discount, but you're not actually going to do it. You're going to direct the person in the exchange to do it for you.
Bring me back to an example. Give me a specific example and walk me through it, okay?
Okay. You find somebody, you say, okay, you're getting ready to buy $1,000 or $10,000 worth of floral services next week.
Okay, and I'm going to buy it from the florist, right. So it's $10,000, and let's say I buy it for 20 cents on the dollar. So I pay her $2,000, and she gives me in paper 10 pieces of paper, each worth $1,000 of script. So I've got 10 $1,000 pieces of script for floral services.
Right.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We on a different page.
Go ahead.
I'm saying I found this stuff located in the barter exchange, people that's sitting on the credit.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Right.
You found, let's say, a florist who's got all these trade dollars sitting in our account.
Right. I found somebody who wants to buy some floral arrangements or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Stuff, right?
Sure.
I negotiate with them. I say, well, what are you going to spend? They say, well, 10 grand. Suppose I say, I can get that for you for, say, 5 grand.
There you go.
Would you want to do it? They say, yes. Now, I go inside this exchange where I already know it's sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't take possession of it. I get the person inside the exchange to do the whole transaction for me. so we can bypass me have to pay him something in exchange?
You could do one or two things. If you really want the control, if you knew for sure that this person committed and they wrote down in paper that said, Rob, if you can get me $10,000 worth of floral services and you have them write up a letter of agreement that I'll pay you $5,000, you could just go ahead and buy the script from the floral service because you don't want them going around you, you know?
Right. Okay.
But if you had them sign a simple non-disclosure agreement that you're going to bring the two parties together and you have the agreement from the person who sells the floral services that they're going to sell you the trade at 20 cents on the dollar, then you're locked up.
Okay.
You just have a letter of agreement before you bring the two parties. You're kind of acting as a broker in a way.
Right.
Or you could just buy the script from the florist. If you know that your buyers wants it at 50% off, you can buy the script from the florist and have her write on the script that this is transferable, it's worth $1,000 worth of my floral services at any time for anyone. And you just take possession and then pass that money. It's like a coupon. You pass that gift certificate, that script, that money over to your buyer, but she pays you for it.
Okay.
Well, you can do this deal without being a member of the exchange. The only benefit of being a member of the exchange is having access to all the members.
Okay.
Once you have access to all the members in the exchange, you don't really need them.
Okay.
You just need to know where all the BXI members are, and you're only going to get that once you become a member.
Right.
You don't have to remain a member. The exchange, they're not going to like you doing this.
Right.
But there's nothing they can do as long as you're not a member.
Oh, if you're a member, then they can.
Yeah, if you're a member, you have to sign rules and regulations. They don't like their members knowing that the value of a trade dollar can be bought at that amount.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to like that. But if you're not a member, there's nothing they can do.
But the only way to get the list up with members is to be a member short term or something.
That's correct.
And just go ahead and quit. But if you don't pay anything to become a member, then you don't have to officially quit.
Well, you can become a member and fill out all the paperwork and agree to everything, but the broker is going to let you be a member for nothing. But you're bound by the agreement when you become a member, whether you pay or not. But the whole idea is become a member, find out all the products and services and the companies that have the extra trade dollars, you see?
Uh-huh.
And just know where those contacts are. So whenever you need to buy trade dollars, you've got a go-to person to get it for what you want at 20 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
And you have the list of people you can buy things from.
Now, question. To be a member and get the list, you're going to have to fill out some paperwork.
Yeah.
And when you fill out the paperwork, you're going to pretty much say you're not going to do what I'm about to do.
No, there's nothing. It's not even in there.
Okay.
No, there's nothing like that.
Okay. So the ideal thing is to get the list and see what's appealing and find something and then actually try to go find an end.
Yeah, find your buyers and your sellers.
Okay.
You instantly have access to every kind of product and service you can think of, and you're going to know that the ones with the high margins like publishers and advertising and even the brokers, going to the brokers and just introducing yourself, saying, look, I'm very familiar with the trade dollars. I've got a deal I'm working on. I'm looking for $20,000 in trade or $10,000 in trade. I'm willing to pay 20 cents on the dollar. Do you have any members who are sitting on a lot of trade?
Uh-huh.
The brokers know who's sitting on a lot of trade. They would like to help these businesses alleviate that trade, especially if they've been whining and complaining that I can't spend it on this is not fair. I know you're sitting on a lot of trade. I've got someone who may be interested in buying it from you at a discount if you're interested. You know, they'll help you out.
Okay. So in essence, you could actually say, for instance, pick up maybe the Wall Street Journal, see who advertising in that, and contact them and say, I know I see you spending a lot of money. Would you like to save 50% on your ad?
If the Wall Street Journal is a member of a trade organization, now, I don't know if they are or not. I doubt that they are, but Entrepreneur Magazine is.
Okay.
So when you become a member of ITEX and you talk to some of the brokers know where the big players are. So if you want to get into the bigger dollar things, you say, well, who are the national advertisers who are doing trade? And they sell advertising and do bills, like what I was telling you.
Right.
That's kind of like script. They sell them in lots of 10,000. But the brokers can get you anything and everything. And there's big players in the trade industry that you won't even find in the local directories, but your brokers will know all about that.
Okay.
Now, this is really powerful. You really have probably 1,000 different trade organizations all over the country, okay?
Uh-huh.
But the two big ones are BXI and ITEX. Now, every trade organization is basically going to have the same type of people, accountants, lawyers, tax preppers, you know, some of the things I read you. They're just going to be in different geographical locations. But there is something called reciprocal trading, meaning all the trade companies belong to this international trade organization group, and they want to help make make trade and barter even more attractive. So they have agreed to help each other out. So let's say you're a member of BXI, and then I'm a member of iTex, and you want to buy something from me on iTex. Well, there are ways of doing it, even though I'm not a BXI member, that you can use your BXI dollars to buy my iTex item, even though they're different currencies, you see?
Uh-huh.
You may pay a little bit more, but I wanted you to be aware of that. So no matter what trade organization you find, there are ways to do deals no matter what the currency is. There's another great trade organization called Intagio, Intigio. My accountant has been on Intagio for the last 5 years. I got incorporated through trade. All the tables we rented for my wedding were on trade. All the food we used, the French Gourmet, which was a wonderful bakery, catered our entire wedding on trade. My honeymoon, when I went up to Oregon, was where the main iTex office was on trade. I had my fence in my house done on trade. I had a gorgeous black wrought iron gate all done on trade. I had a beautiful wrought iron table custom made on trade. I had stained glass window that's sitting in the entryway of my house that was custom made and done all on trade. I have these beautiful hand-carved statues that were made from chainsaw carvings that I purchased on trade. I had these antique library card catalog bookcases, all refinished on trade. I mean, if I told you how much opportunity for the things in your home, your lifestyle, your business, if you have a business, it's unlimited.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
When you mention all that stuff and you say I had it done on trade, that means you located it and you purchased it for...
Yeah, 20 cents on the dollar. 20, 25 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
Than what I would have ordinarily paid.
So it's almost phenomenal what you can do with this. Once you see what's available in the trade bank, it's called the trade bank.
That's correct.
And you just walk around and, I mean, in casual conversation, or if you wanted to do it as a business and say, what is it that you're going to be buying next month or next week?
That's right.
And almost save people whatever you can save.
That's right.
And take the difference in the margin.
That's right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But according to these notes I've been taking, the important thing is to list and to see what's available.
That's correct.
Work it almost backwards from there.
That's right. All right. Has this been helpful?
Has been very helpful. It's been very helpful.
All right. You feel like you got your money's worth?
Yeah, I got my money's worth.
All right.
I feel like, I'm not going to say it's easy.
I tell you what, if you want to do a series of these, I'll do another recording with you. I won't charge you for it, but we'll record it. If you want to call up and we can do some recordings on how to locate the trade dollars and show people how to find it.
Okay.
You want to do something like that?
Yeah.
Why don't we set that up next week? Okay, this is what I want you to do to prepare for our next call, okay?
All right.
So I want you to come up with some real ideas of some things you want to do, and then we'll do them. We'll come up with some concepts of what you want to try and accomplish. If you've got a potential person you think you'd like to call and sell and you want me to call them for you and to make the presentation and the offer, I'll do it for you and we'll do three-way calls and we'll see if we can do it.
Okay. In the meantime, I need to get in touch with iTex and BXI.
Tell you what we'll do. As part of the call, maybe I'll call for you and act like I'm you and show you how to negotiate getting signed up with them.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
We'll do that as part of the call, getting your account for nothing, show you how to negotiate it.
All right.
You want to do it Monday, 10 o'clock my time? So that would be 1 o'clock your time.
Okay.
You be thinking of all the ideas until then that you want to talk about. Any questions that you have that we'll go over, okay?
Okay.
And we'll do another call.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. That is the end of our two-part recording with Rob on barter, how to get barter at 20 cents on the dollar. Please, we went through a lot of information, and I know I talked very fast. This was a difficult concept for me to catch on to when I first got started, so re-listen to it several times. Go to the transcripts, read through them, and if you have any questions at all, please get in touch with me. I can be reached at 858-274-7851. That's 858-274-7851. Or you may email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. Also, keep an eye out for new editions and new recordings on the trade industry and on barter. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and we'll talk to you soon. Did you know that I buy and pay cash for old marketing seminars? You may be a person who has a closet full of old marketing seminars just sitting there, waiting to be sold for cash. Well, if you do, I'm looking for Jay Abraham, Gary Halbert, old vintage marketing seminars, audio tapes, and books. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me or email me a list of what you have. I'll make you a cash offer on the spot, and you can turn some of that stuff that's just sitting there doing nothing into cash that you can reinvest in some of my other products on the site or to do whatever you want with. That's another tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.